The bottom of Yidal Ram Nalev. It's a hemshech to what we learned yesterday. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah if Mesachem ben Asarim is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda held that it was okay, and Emeya said that it's asa. So on that, there was a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes Amayoyim. We is the machlokes. By what case? Shmuel said, Rav said, that the machlokes is when it's wide for tvachim. The Emeya holds over there, it's pasul, and the Yehuda holds over there, it's kasher. But when it's less than four tvachim, everyone agrees that it's kasher. That was Rav. And Shmuel said that the machlekes in the Mishnah was talking about where there's not four tvachim. But when there's four tvachim, everyone agrees it's pasul. The machlekes in the Mishnah is between three and four tvachim. That was the machlekes in the Mishnah and the two-way machlekes in the Gemara, how to have the machlekes in the Mishnah. So we're holding on the bottom line of Yudalat Amud Aleph. Toshma. Shnei sadinim mitzdarfim. They have a sukkah with two sadinim, two cloths, which are not dal tvachim each. Together, they reach the dal tvachim. It's mitzdarf to pasul. Shnei nesarim, if it's two beams, ein mitzdarfim, they're not mitzurf to pasul. Even if the whole sukkah is mesuchach with it, it's kasher. And that's a behuda that we said, mesachem benesarim. Emeya says, af nesarim kesadinim, just like sadin. We said that it's mitzdarev to pass the sukkah. So to Nesarim, it's mitzdarev to pass the sukkah. And that was a Meya in the Mishnah, Meya Isa. So this is a Yehuda and Meya, and this is the machlokes if it's mitzdarev or not. That's good, like Shmuel, that's the machlokes, the Amar B'Sheim Ben Abba, machlokes. We're discussing where it's not four tvachim. Aval Yesh Ben Abba, the Rehakab Sula, but when it's four tvachim, wide, everyone agrees it's pasul. So what does it mean, my mitzdafen? Mitzdafen la'abba. So when we're saying mitzdafen, it's coming to teach you that it's mitzurf la'abba, that when you have two less than dalet tvachim, it becomes mitzurf la'abba, that it's pasul. Ayla l'rav d'amma b'shiyesh ben abba machlekes. Rav says that less than four is kanan ba'alma, it's regular kosher ischach. When it's four, it's a machlekes. If it's not four tvachim, everyone agrees it's kosher. Hey Chadami, what's it talking about? Either isbu abba, if we're discussing a schach, a kana, a nesa, which has four tvachim, lama leads the roof, why do we need to come and say that it's mitzdarf to pasul? It's pasul by itself. Right? Why? Where Meir says, af nesarim kesadinim, that it's mitzdarf to pasul. If it's more than four, it's pasul because it's more than four. Either less or above, it's not four. Am I wise in mitzdarf to pasul? V'kanan ba'alma ninu. It's regular schach, kosher schach. We don't say an hour schach. We say, okay, you have a sukkah more than four tvachim, it becomes pasul, and all the schach is mitzvah. Because it's kosher schach. So why over here are you going to tell me that it becomes pasul, it becomes mitzdarf to pasul? It's less than four. It's regular kosher schach. So why does it become mitzvah to pasul? If it's more than four, it's possible without being mitzdarf, because it's possible because it's more than four. If it's less than four, it's kosher. So we do have a case that you need the tziv. You got it? Yeah? I had a very hard time understanding. Right. What does it mean that Meir says that it's mitzdarf to pasul? You don't need tziv.
Why are they metallic between a sadin and a sarim? Simply because a sadin is not real for schach.
That was the Tanakama. Emeya said, that's what the Tanakama said, that shnei nesarim aim at staffin, and no problem. Emeya says, no, nesarim have a din like sadinim, and just like a nesa, just like a sadin is mitzdaf to be schach basel, so too nesarim. So what does it mean? So now we're asking, this is Gufo we're asking, like this mandarama, less than four is kasha, more than four is pasel, so... And we're discussing with something which is more than four. You don't need a tziruf to go ahead and pass.
Why do you need only two? Even a dozen should be mustarif.
Yeah,
it's possible. Yeah. So why does it say two?
Even two.
No,
we're talking about Nesarim.
Even according to Shmuel, wasn't even Mustarif from Abba. I understand. According to Shmuel, the Machloek is Be'im Bram Abba, right? Yesh Bram Abba, they were called Psula. So what does it mean if I have two
Nesarim
that are two
Tvachim
each,
then
Mitzdarf
L'Arba? Why? That's this bothered me for years. I didn't understand what's going on here. That means, why don't I say the same thing that I just said in Rav, when to say less is kanam ba'alma. Four is not kanam ba'alma, so why don't you say it? So say the same thing. When, what's the tzir in Shmuel? What's Pashim Shah? What's the tzir in Shmuel? Like Shmuel, I understand the tzir because why? What do you mean? Less is kanam ba'alma, more is not kanam ba'alma. So what's the same thing I say in Rav, I should say in Shmuel. That's what you're asking. Yeah, I haven't shot now, but I'm saying, but... No? Let Rav, what are we saying? Let Rav, I don't understand why you need to. If it's more than Dalet, it's possible. If it's less than Dalet, it's kind of balanced, it's kosher. Okay, that's very, very messed up. Let Shmuel, what's the question? If it's, why is it good, Let Shmuel? If it's less than...
It's not cold.
No, Avadah, no.
How do you see Tumah?
That's where we're going. We're going in May. That's where Bishlam and Lishmo...
Right. Yes, we're not brought back up to right?
What do you mean?
It's the star of the Pasa. It's
the new tradition.
It's the star of the
Pasa. Why? What does that mean?
Why should it be puzzled?
Why should it be puzzled? It's kind of Alma, like we just said in Rav.
Start. That's a start. They have two and two.
So then why in Rav don't you say it's start?
You don't have to go on to it. We're talking about it's four.
But we're saying that it's kosher. Again, kasha, we're saying we're talking about less than four. If it's four, you don't need it to. Fine. But if it's less than four, I kind of Alma. No, that's the smell that's kosher.
It's a different... Mar is making that. Mar is saying that according to Rav, we're talking about it's four. And Shmuel, we didn't learn it was four. Shmuel, we learned it was two, and we're saying Chiddush it's Mistarka.
No. The Gemara is saying, look, Rav, I don't know what it's talking about. If it's four, I don't need. If it's less than four, then it's kosher. So I don't know what we're talking about. It means it could be either if it's more than four, I don't need to be mitzayat. If it's less than four, it's kosher. It makes a lot of sense. Let Shmuel say the same exact thing. If it's just in the tefach less. If it's three, whatever, four, then everyone agrees it's possible.
So why are you saying it's kosher? Rashi says we're talking about a case where it's more than gimel.
Right.
So
in Shmuel.
More than
gimel,
you can't say the words
Rakhan Baum. Why not?
Because they're already
enough. If you don't have the question, it's good. You don't have to understand the question. It means you understand it.
Or I don't.
No, it's
nothing
but
Kanabam.
Okay.
Only
like Rav,
you
say that
even said
it's not
Kanabam,
but it's
Chach Kasher. Yeah, well,
Kanabam
is not a fancy word, it's
Chach Kasher. Why is it
Chach Kasher? That's what he holds.
The Gemara's kasher is because it's only sticks. You can't say that according to Shmuel.
What?
No. Between three and four, you can't call sticks.
What do you mean? We're saying over here, in Rav was saying it's sticks, even if it's less than four. If anything less than four, it's sticks. What?
The mayor holds it's possible. The mayor holds it's possible when it has to be possible.
Right.
Before it's possible.
Right.
So how do you think it's kind of bound?
So let's talk. So then, obviously, we're not talking about three to four. Then you don't need a seer. So we're talking about where it's less than that. So maybe that's what's possible.
No, maybe if I can, he's talking about when it's.
He's talking about the same thing as just in the tefach smaller. That's all.
No. How do you know he's talking about the pachol? Mainly from gimel.
What?
The whole machlokes is from gimel to dal. The way the Rashi said explains the machlokes is not pshat that it's a.
Yeah. Okay, if you understand the question, if not, I mean, what?
Working on it.
No, you don't have to work and understand the question. If you understand the Gemara, that's good.
I don't know why according to Shmuel it would be possible, because it's just kind of Bahamut, which should be just like that. It shouldn't be in the star. You don't ask that. Are you asking something?
Yeah.
That's a question.
Right. Light Shmuel, light Rav, you told me that it's not Mitzarev because it's kind of Bahamut and it's Kasher Eschav. So light Shmuel also should be the same exact thing. Why is it Mitzarev for Abba? So the Torah is posh. I mean, what? Yeah, I think that's what you're trying to say. I didn't get you, but again, I don't have to make things complicated. Is The Gemara just said, let's just repeat what we're out of. The Gemara, there was a braisa that said, machlokes, if shnei nistarim are mitstafen to pasul or not. Tanakama said, it's not mitstafen to pasul, that's a Yehuda now Mishnah, misachem nistarim as much as you want, no problem. And Meir came along and said, that's mitstafen to pasul. Zok the Gemara, bishlai meloit Shmuel that said that when there's not dalet, there's a machlokes. So then, but when there's dalet, everyone holds his pasul. So what does it mean mitstafen? It's mitstafen for dalet. Mashenke le drav, that when there's dalad, there's a machlekes. So when it's affecting Gemara, if I have dalad, so it's possible, let your meh. We're going all your meh. When I don't have dalad, it's kosher. So what does it mean? It's mistaif to pass it. Okay, so we just asked a simple question. Like Shmuel, I could say the same cheshmon. And how do you work out a meh? If it's between 3 and 4 with Shmuel asers, so then you don't need mitzaif because it's possible anyways. If it's less than 3, it's less than 3, it's chach kosher, it's kanav alma. So you don't need to stop itself.
You can't take Kanab Alma where it's 3.
The Gemara says, in Rav, when it's even more than 3, till 4 you say Kanab Alma. That's why I asked to push the question. So what are you answering? No, nothing wrong.
I think that was pulled the wool over our eyes.
Okay, maybe.
In Shmuel, we're talking like
everyone
is bigger
than
from
Timo
to
Dalit. Right.
The whole
sukkah
comes
possible. Right. Right. Mashenkin in Rav? No, I'm saying, no, in Rav, yeah.
It's
not a problem. Okay.
So it won't happen to pass the sukkah. Yeah.
So again, light Shmuel.
Light Shmuel from Gimel to Dalit. It's one piece is chach pasul according to Rameh.
Right.
Two pieces is going to pass a close sukkah.
Right. Exactly. That means we're talking about two different things. In Shmuel, okay, see, that's why I don't want to get you confused. If you have the kasher, it's a shtarker kasher, let's say not. It's talking about discussing two different things. Like Shmuel, what we're coming to do is pass the whole entire sukkah. So even if that means when it's 3 tvachim, you're not going to sit under there maybe, but it's not pasul the whole sukkah. So it's mistayef to pasul the whole sukkah. Okay. Okay, let's go.
They don't have to be near each other.
That, I think that's what you're trying to say. Yeah, okay.
This tirif doesn't have to be.
If you look at Rashi. Yeah, Rashi.
This
tirif, if you have it. Okay.
This tirif doesn't mean they have to be near each other.
Maybe that's what you're trying to say. That means because we're discussing, the whole sukkah's become pasul. Right, very good. That's what you're trying to say.
Even if they're far apart.
Yeah, because the whole sukkah's become pasul. Right. Okay. The Kitzah Maya says, Zok the Gemara, that late Rav, where's the tziruf? You don't need to be mitzav. If it's less than dalet, it's regular schach kosher. If it's more than dalet, it's pasul within itself. So the Gemara, la'olam de'ispu abba. Really, there is dalet. Umay mitzavim, mitzavim la'abba hamas min atzad. Where's the mitzav? It's mitzuref to Abba Amos min atzad. Now we're not talking about Dalet Tvachim, we're talking about Dalet Amos. So now what does that mean? That means it's going to go, continue on. It means you have Schach Pasul. Okay? But now it's going to go ahead and continue on to the wall, and you say Daifin Akuma. And if you have more than Dalet Amos of this type of Schach, it's going to be mitzuref to make it Schach Pasul in order that now you don't have Daifin Akuma.
He's telling us the din of the Pivna Akuma, that it's four amas.
He's telling us that this is Chach Pasul, and it's Mitztaev to make Daifin Akuma. And
to block
Daifin Akuma if it's more than four amas.
Why wouldn't it? I mean,
You're right. Not why would it?
I mean, we know the Daifin Akuma already.
No, but he's just trying to tell you that this is included in it, and this is Chach Pasul.
Huh, okay.
You would think maybe it doesn't have such a din as Chach Pasul. No, it's Chach Pasul. So when it's less than 4 is machlekes of yesh kanabo the vakub sula. So my mitzvah from Abba Amos ben Atzad. Where's the mitzvah to Abba Amos ben Atzad? Like we just said, Daifin Akuma. Elo l'Rav, let Rav Vishlam l'Rav Meir. My mitzvah from Abba Amos ben Atzad. Let Rav Meir that we say it's mitzvah is also the same thing as mitzvah from Abba Amos ben Atzad. El Rabbi Yehuda, the Amaf Aliyez ben Abak Sheirom. Lo Rabbi Yehuda says, no matter how large it is, it doesn't make a difference to his kasha. Maya mitzaref and kana ba'amininu. Why does he have to come and say that it's not mitzaref? Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzachem and esarim. You can make the whole sukkah with it. So you don't have to come and say, oh, it's not mitzdarf to dalet amos, it's kosher schach. If you just say shnei nesarim ain't mitzdarf, what do you mean ain't mitzdarf? You don't deal with your kana to be mitzdarf. It's regular kosher schach. Kana ma'amenu. So I didn't come and ain't mitzdarf. Since, even four, right? Yeah. So I didn't come and ain't mitzdarf. Once a mayor said mitzdafen, I'm a Yehuda mitzdafen. You're right, you don't need to say mitzdafen, it's regular kosher schach. But your mayor said that it's mitzdafen, so Yehuda just comes in his terms and says a mitzdafen. But really, we don't need the word a mitzdafen, it's regular kosher schach. But he. So Tanya Kavasa the Rav, Tanya Kavasa the Shmuel. We have a Rai like Rav, we have a Rai like Shmuel. Tanya Kavasa the Rav. Sichcha ben nesam shal erez. If you masachich with nesam shal erez, nalav dafk nesam shal erez. Any type of nesa, she'ein ben abo the reakel kshe. If it doesn't have four, everyone agrees it's kasha. Yes ben abo. If there is four tvachim, Reb Meir paisel Reb Yehuda machshe. So you see klar, like Rav, that the machlekes is when there is four tvachim. That's when the machlekes is. That's Rav. I'm Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda wanted to bring a raya to himself that it's kasha. And he said, there was a story, they brought Nesarim that were four tvachim wide, and they were masachin on the porch, and they sat underneath it. So you see that even more than four tvachim was kosher. They said to him, you start off the story back, you told me that I was talking about Shas Sakana. Shas Sakana, don't make it right.
It's not a sukkah anyway.
So, first of all, that's a very good shayla. That's a very good shayla. It's a good shayla.
Is that
yotzer? Right. No.
Because the psula is only out of
zeir.
Right.
It's
only
the rabbanon anyway. It's the rabbanon. Over here, shas sakana. They said make at least a zeicha, and this next year you'll think it's kosher. No one's going to go measure it exactly for tvachim. The pshat is that. Like this, at least chach, the rice you're getting a mitzvah. The chamu geizig zayis at the tikkur. Shas sakana, they weren't geizig. What's the answer? Go to my right. Tani kavasi the shmur. Sichacha ben nisarim shalayas. Sheyes ben abba. If you're masachim nisarim shalayas that has four tvachim to be akab sula. Ein ben abba if there's not four tvachim and meya pais review the machshu. Umay dira meya shim yesh ben nesa le nesa. Kimole nesa. If I have between each nesa as much as the Nesa itself, which is four tvachim, shemaniach pesel u'mineya, and you're putting pesel, which is chach kosher, pesel's going to yekev, in between them, uksheira. Why? So it's pashut. Because I have a case here, we're going to say doifin akuma till the schach pesel, till the schach kosher, and now in the middle, I'm left with eight tvachim of schach kosher. I have a Nesa, pesel, Nesa dal tvachim, schach pesel, pesel, Nessa, Pesel, Nessa, Pesel. I do the same thing the other side. So in between, I meet of eight Tvachim of Schach Kosher. Two Pesels. So I have Daif and Akuma on each side. That's what he's talking about.
How do you
speak more than the price of that? That's what he said. And Rashi explains that we're discussing such a case, like we'll see in the Gemara later on Yud Ches, that I have to end up with a Pesel and a Pesel in between. So I end up with eight tvachim in between. It's chach kosher. So, yeah, because else I don't have.
So you don't have. So he has told me why.
Huh?
Why
I have to say this daif and akuma, and now I'll have this.
Oh, daif and akuma till that eight.
Till that eight. Oh. And now.
So that means that everyone's buying the buy sukkah.
There's no chiddush exactly.
I could just have a board.
So everyone's buying the buy sukkah. Well, that's you can't say daif and akuma.
That'll be possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see, we'll get to Daf Yud Ches, it's talking about exactly. Yeah. And that's a mei. Umay Reb Yehuda shem nasan ala anesa shu rachav abba tvachim ksheyom mei yushenim tachtav. Reb Yehuda's meida, this is all in this shmuel, that when it's four tvachim, you can't sleep underneath. Hayashim tachtav liyatsu yidei chevasai.
He slept underneath.
No, no, he holds schach kashi. He holds, I'm sorry. He also doesn't pass the sukkah, but you can't sleep underneath. Let's move on. Itma, we learned the brayse. No, the brayse. Havchan al tzidayin. You took this nesa of four tvachim, which was pasul, and you put it sideways. Okay, so now it's not on, you're not sleeping under the fourth tefach. It's one tefach sideways, let's say. So Rav Huna amar psula, Rav Chisda b'Rabbi Rav Huna amik shayla. So it's a machlokes if you could sit under this. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Why is it possible?
Because the board is possible.
Now no, be, look at the board like it's a piece of metal. A board that has four tefachim became possible.
We'll see
in the Gemara.
We just had a price as much, and not finished.
We'll see in the Gemara. Exactly, Mark. Rav Chisda, no, Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman came to Sura. Oil Ligabe Rav Chisda v'Rabbi Rav Huna. Nachman was a Galada. So they went to visit him. They wanted to see if he's going to say like that. Amale Havchana Tzidayen Ma'u. So what did Rav Chisda and Rabbi Rav Huna say? They said Kasha. They wanted to know what Rav Nachman was going to hold in this. So Amalu Psula. Nasu kishpudin shamatchis. It becomes like a piece of metal. And even though now it's only one tefach wide, but that
nesef. What happens if I would look at Chila put it this way?
Doesn't matter. That's metal.
The nesef
that large is possible. We don't care how you put it. Amal Rav Huna le'ami lechu. So Rav Huna was the one that said pasul, right? Rav Huna l'ami lechu ami kibasi. Amalei mi amalam l'amar taima v'lei kablina mine. Did you tell us a reason that we weren't mekabel? Amalehu, he said, ami beisim minay taima v'lei amalechu. Did you ask me a time? I would have told you the reason. Nasa kishmin l'shamatchas. You didn't ask me any reason. Yeah, that was the story. Let me alein m'seyele. Let's bring it right. The Brayse says, "Eina machzekes." This is machlekes on the Yom. Let's bring it right from the Brayse. Eina machzekes k'day reishu yubay v'shulchana. If the sukkah is not large enough to have your shulchan, oy shenifritza b'pirtza k'day sheizdaka b'agdi b'bas reish, or the wall was high up that a gdi could come through, oy shenasan ala nasa shurachav abba tvachim, or you put a nasa which is wide for tvachim. Even though the Nesa, which is wide for Tvachim, you only put in the Sukkah. Three Tvachim, Psula. What's the case? We'll get it. Remember, what's the case? What does it mean? The Nesa, which four Tvachim, and you only with Mesachah, which three Tvachim. Isn't that a case? That it's sideways. Sideways was three. Flat is four. So you have a case of...
But it says, this is
Hechlis. Okay, we get what you're saying. So the Gemara has a minute that the case is talking about Havchan Al-Tzidah. And you see that it's possible. So the Gemara, Hachamayaskinon, here we're discussing, you're in the Ancha Puma de Matalalta. It's on the opening, the entranceway of the Sukkah. The Ayot Klos Al-Gav is three inside. And the Apik Chadabah, and it's one Tefach outside. The Pashta case. Here, that you have, it's a large sukkah of Schach Kasha, and then you have this beam.
It's not on the wall, it can't be different
akuma. No, there's no different akuma, it's an entranceway, and therefore this beam is going three tvachim inside the sukkah, and one tefach out of the sukkah. So it's a beam of four, but it only has three inside, and one is out. So now v'le pesel yaitzim min ha-sukkah, so that's a din of pesel yaitzim min ha-sukkah. V'chol pesel yaitzim min ha-sukkah, neither ka sukkah. Any passel that goes out of the sukkah has din of sukkah. Say, hey, it's gonna passel from you from sitting underneath it. Even though normally we say passel yaitzim in a sukkah to cash it, it continues even out tefanas to cash it. Here the chiddush is that it gets a din of that, and it's a very negayadik case because you could have sometimes that on the end of the sukkah you have a beam, or let's say it's going underneath the roof. So normally we have four walls, not a problem. But sometimes you'll have. We won't sit on it. But sometimes you'll have that.
The roof is leaning
over, so you can't sit under it. That's so negay. We're not sitting under it. Anyways. Okay, whatever.
People have balconies. They have big stock and it goes over there.
But we're saying that this is the chiddush of Pesach Yetzim and Sukkah and Opasel.
It doesn't pass, so you still have three other walls. You just can't sit.